When it comes to banking for your business, it's clear what needs to happen. Business and personal funds should be kept separate. But when it comes to how your business lives its life on social media, things aren't often so black and white. Most social media platforms currently allow individual or personal accounts, but they also have the option of accounts specifically for businesses. And then the business accounts typically offer, you know, some advantages that personal accounts don't, like access to data that's useful for marketing purposes. Search engines tend to, quote unquote, find business profiles more readily than personal profiles. So that's a pretty strong reason to set up business profile on social media. The question is it strong? Is it a strong enough reason? So to answer that question, the first thing you need to consider is this. Who are you more comfortable doing business with? Someone you can see or an entity with whom you cannot truly form a personal connection because, well, there's no person to really connect with. In this day and age, it's, you know, we're kind of accustomed to just going with the flow, you know, with major companies. You know, we accept that if we're doing business with a huge company, there's not going to be a personal interaction. It's just going to be a transactional relationship. You know, you have X, I want it. I'm going to give you Y for X, and we both go about our lives. That's the way we do with, you know, major companies. Think about like your utility companies and, you know, wherever you get, you know, your favorite soft drinks and things like that. There's no person representing that company that you're interacting with most of the time when you're doing business with them, and you don't expect it. But the thing is, for most people, the expectation is different when it comes to a smaller company. When the company seems more personable, we're attracted to it because we can connect a face and a name to it. And we feel that the person is actually accessible, that their success as an entrepreneur hasn't made them, you know, so unreachable, you know, or that even though they have a business that we want to do business with, they're still like us, that they're relatable. And, you know, while there are business transactions that will occur, we're more loyal to that business because we've formed a relationship with that person. Think about, like, the small grocery store around the corner. Okay. Now you might run into one of the big box chains when you're doing your, you know, major grocery shopping, but you know, maybe when you want your snacks or a little something, you don't want to deal with that. So you go around the corner, you know, to the local neighborhood store. And if you do that every day, you know, say you take your kid, this is something I do. I take my kid to this corner market, not too far from here when they do well on their school lessons on a given day. Some days I'll say, hey, if you do great, we'll go, we'll get a couple pieces of hard candy. I'm not running over into Publix or, you know, Target or Kroger or, you know, any of the major stores to do that because that opens up a can of worms. The kids are going to see everything that they want and they're going to go crazy in that store. But I will walk over to the small corner store and I'll get them something from there. And I get to know those people and we talk and we chit chat. And my expectation of my experience with the people in that store is very different than what I expect in Publix. Now, don't get me wrong. If I go into Publix, sometimes I will see the same cashiers over and over again. And, you know, we'll strike up a conversation and we'll get to know each other, you know, superficially, but, you know, it's still not the same. And the cashier at Publix is not Publix corporate. That cashier is an employee. They're not the business, you know, so it's still a different feeling. So do not underestimate the power in that, you know, kind of face-to-face small business relationship that's more personable. And that's why some people would argue that despite all the kind of bells and whistles that often come with having business profiles on social media, that it's better to have only a personal social media profile on which you distribute content, sell products, and, you know, you show off your services and that you promote your business. I know what you're thinking. Do you really want to mix your personal life in with your business? It's kind of a slippery slope. And given that social media is still a relatively new medium in the grand scheme of things, we don't know where that could lead. Now, don't hold me to this, as it's not something that I've, you know, done the research on, But if memory serves, as things stand right now, if you die, what you post or share still lives on across the web. Now, for some people, being an open book about the world, an open book to the world, and being no holds barred, a bear at all kinds of person comes natural. And to those of you who fit the mold, go do you. And, you know, for others, you might be a bit more guarded. So I say it's really important to know what your personal rules are going to be for posting on a particular social media account and who it's going to be for, you know, the general public versus, you know, friends and family. You got to know that from the start. So if you're going to, you know, combine, do your business through your personal account, you need to make sure that you have set up some rules and some parameters for yourself on what's appropriate, what you want people you would might do business with to know about you, what pictures you post, the videos, all those things. You have to take those into consideration on that. It's essentially branding your personal social media, you know, in a way that works for business, but shares some of your personal life. So you have to think about that, you know, going right out. You have to be careful. You know, deciding on what you do, it's tricky. Okay, so there's that. Then there's always the option to kind of establish both a business and a personal account, and then distribute content or sell products and services and promote your business on both simultaneously. Or you could use one primarily to distribute content and to promote, and then use the other to advertise. So, you know, if you're doing, say, your paid advertising, you might choose, okay, I'm going to do paid advertising from, you know, my business profile on Facebook. And then that way, for people who don't know you, who haven't come in contact with you, they get that kind of, you know, more professional kind of vibe from, you know, clicking on your ads and sending them to your business versus the personal. You're kind of sharing, you know, with friends and family and your network, you know, things about your business. So you're keeping them in the loop, and it's more personal, but they get to see things because they've interacted with you. You're on a more personal level. They're a warmer audience versus the cold audience, people who don't know you. You know, the warmer audience, maybe they get to see, you know, more of you. That's an option. The thing is, it's up to you. What you choose should ultimately boil down to what you're most comfortable with. You know, as you've kind of heard today, both sides have their pros and cons. Both sides have you know, small businesses that are successful. There are some small businesses that only have, you know, really business profiles, and they keep the personal out of it completely. And you don't really know who's behind it, but they're still successful. And then there's other small businesses that you totally know a lot about the person. You know when they're having a bad day. and you've seen their kids running around in the background, or, you know, you've gone, you know, with them on a fun outing that really has nothing to do with their business, but they're still letting you into their lives. You know, there's both ways that businesses have been successful, but you have to choose, you know, what makes sense for you. So I don't know if there's really a definite answer to whether you should only have a business profile or whether you should go personal or for your business. I don't know. I'm still undecided about it. I do kind of lean towards, I think, I like the notion of having the business separate, but I fully understand the human aspect of wanting to do business with someone that you know, being able to actually talk to that person, interact with them. So, you know, some of it also comes down to the type of business and the products and the services that you're selling. You know, think about it from your perspective. If you were on the receiving end, who would you rather work with? A faceless entity? Or would you rather work with a person for what it is you're selling? Maybe that's the deciding way. Maybe that's how you decide, you know, which is better for how you begin to brand your business and put your business out there to people. I don't know, think about that. I'm just one person. So I wanted to chime. I want you guys to go ahead and chime in on the discussion. Which route did you go, or are you planning on going for your business. And I want to know why. So leave me a message on my podcast page on anchor.fm. And I can't wait to hear what you guys have got to say. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Peace.